Hundreds have gathered to mourn the loss of Faraz Tahir, the security guard who died in the Westfield Bondi Junction stabbing attack. Mr. Tahir's close family, who travelled from Pakistan, were reunited with his body for a public prayer service organised by the Ahmadiyya Muslim community at the Marsden Park Mosque. Fellow security guard Muhammad Taha, who is still recovering from injuries sustained in the attack, came from hospital to pay his respects to his former colleague. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and New South Wales Premier Chris Minns were among the politicians to attend, both giving speeches. The Prime Minister described Faraz Tahir as a national hero.
On that devastating Saturday afternoon at Bondi Junction, he gave his life, running toward danger to protect people he had never met. Without doubt, he helped save lives that day. And without question, Faraz Tahir died a national hero.